Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets recorded sharp losses, albeit closed well off their session lows, as the Turkish currency crisis and broader trade tensions weighed on investor confidence, with strong retail sales data doing little to mollify investors' nerves. Dow was down 138 points or 0.5%, broader S&P 500 0.8%, and the Nasdaq down 1.2%, with the technology stocks roiled by disappointing second quarter results from Chinese internet giant Tencent Holdings, with the company's US-listed shares falling 6.7%. US markets paired some of its early losses after Qatar reportedly pledged to invest $15 billion in Turkey following a meeting between Turkish President Recep Erdogan and Qatar's Sheikh. In US corporate earnings, Macy's Inc. slumped 16% after the department store retailer posted a decline in second quarter sales. Cisco Systems Inc. rallied over 5% in extended trading after the company's fiscal fourth quarter earnings and first quarter guidance topped Wall Street estimates. In US economic data, retail sales up 0.5% in July, while the core figure, ex-automobile sales, rose 0.6%, both of those figures exceeding consensus expectations. Europe's main markets closed sharply lower as the Turkish currency crisis continued to drag on investor sentiment, albeit trading volumes were relatively light given a number of Eurozone bourses were closed for a public holiday, including Italy, Greece and Austria. Germany's DAX down 1.6%, France's CAC down 1.8%. London's FTSE fell 1.5% to log its fifth consecutive decline and longest such losing streak since the 6th of February this year. Heavyweight mining and energy stocks inflicted the most damage on the index. BHP Billiton down 5.2%, Rio Tinto down 3.3%. Royal Bank of Scotland settled 1.1% lower after agreeing to pay a $4.9 billion fine to settle allegations it misrepresented the risk and quality of mortgages it sold to investors during the GFC, with the Justice Department stating that the penalty was the largest it has imposed for financial crisis era misconduct at a single company. Elsewhere, Barclays fell 2.3%, with reports the bank lost £15 million from trading Turkish corporate bonds in the last few days. In UK economic data, consumer price inflation rose in July for the first time this calendar year, with an annualised rate of 2.5% matching economists' forecast. Steep falls across the board for the base metals complex amid the latest global growth concerns, which centres on emerging markets. Copper tumbling into official bear market territory, down 4% to just above $2.63 a pound. The other big news for copper was that union workers at the world's largest copper mine, Escondida in Chile, said it will avert its planned strike to consult members about a renewed proposal for a new labour contract from mine operator BHP Billiton. Elsewhere on the base metals complex, aluminium down 2.2%, nickel down 4.3% and zinc down 6.3%. Benchmark spot iron ore fell 81 cents or 1.2% to $67.21 a metric ton. US dollar strength and emerging market weakness continue to precious metals markets, with investors continuing to preference US treasuries for safe haven buying. Gold futures shed $15.70 to $1,185 an ounce, the lowest settlement for the most active contract since January 2017. Traders cited further liquidation from emerging markets to strengthen local currencies as adding to the pressure on bullion. An unexpected slump in US crude inventories added to the pressure on oil prices. From outside markets, WTI tumbling $2.03 to $65.01 a barrel, Brent down $1.70 to $70.76 a barrel. The latest official inventory data from the Energy Information Administration showed that US crude inventories rose by 6.8 million barrels in the week through the 13th of August versus analyst expectations for a 2.5 million barrel decline. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 4.2 basis points to 2.85%, and their lowest settlement since the 19th of July. The slide in long-dated Treasury yields saw the yield curve flatten, leaving the spread between the 2-year and 10-year yields at 24.8 basis points, its narrowest range since 2007. The CBO Volatility Index rose more than 20% to 16.02, and the Aussie dollar was a touch weaker, buying 72.38 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.